Joining me live right now is my good friend, Dr. John Green, professor of political science, University of Akron, with the Bliss Institute as well. And John, a lot to talk about in the political arena. And let's start, first of all, with President Biden. Now two sets of documents found off campus to say many similarities, some people are pointing to them, in regards to former President Trump with his files that were off campus, but also some that are completely opposite, where the Biden camp notified the National Archives, the Trump camp was fighting not to let them get out of the house. But talk about this story for me, John.
Well, you know, I think the revelation that some of President Biden's documents from when he was vice president of the United States, or off campus, as you put it, I think that's an embarrassment to the White House. Mm-hmm. You know, because it does suggest that there's really a bigger problem with classified documents than just President Trump's behavior, former President Trump's behavior, however problematic that might have been. So I think it just adds more fuel to the fire in Washington. You know, accusations from the Republicans that, you know, there's a double standard, you know, there's things regarding Trump, and then there's everybody else, including President Biden. But, you know, ultimately, these matters have to be resolved by what the actual documents were and, you know, how much threat to national security there was by these incautious storing of these documents outside of secured locations. And, of course, these are secret documents, so it's really difficult to discuss publicly what's in the documents. So I think we're going to see the controversy, you know, continue for quite some time. But, you know, I think on balance, this is probably good news for former President Trump because some of the accusations that have been made against him, which are being investigated by a special counsel at this moment, are far from simple and straightforward.
And John, former President Trump calling for a special counsel to investigate here. And the bottom line is, and I think you're spot on, embarrassment for the former VP, current president, and the White House, because you would think with all of his experience, he would have taken care of this, and how critical he was of President Trump with those documents. And now it's right there in his own backyard. Opportunities, wouldn't you agree, John, for the GOP?
I think some real opportunities, particularly with the, you know, newly elected House majority of the Republicans, a chance for some investigations, right, and some headlines, you know, which leads us to another embarrassment, which was the difficulties that the House Republicans had in electing a speaker. It took them 15 ballots. Now, that's happened before, but it's been a long, long time since we've had that kind of controversy on what is normally the easiest vote when a new Congress convenes, which is electing the leaders, right? The party in power elects their leaders, and then they get on with their legislative business. But, of course, that was not the case this time. I think the reason for this is that while there are divisions between Democrats and Republicans, there are also important divisions within the parties. And when the majority is very small, like it is in the House and in the Senate, that empowers certain individuals and groups of individuals to pursue their agenda apart from the party as a whole. And that's really what we saw. We finally have a speaker. But if this kind of behavior were to continue, the Republicans in the House would not be a very effective body. And that has both legislative and political implications.
With us is Dr. John Green, University of Akron. And John, go down the road. I think the big story in this is the divide in the GOP party that we might see play out in 2024.
Yeah, I think so. You know, one way to look at the situation with electing the speaker is the whole country and the whole world got to see the sausage being made up close and personal. You know, there are often, you know, disagreements within the parties, but there are real divisions within the Republican Party between primarily those people who back former President Trump and his agenda, and other kinds of Republicans, some of whom who are more moderate, some of them, frankly, who are more conservative, you know, conservative principles that President Trump doesn't necessarily espouse. And, of course, all this will be on display in the House of Representatives and in the Senate this spring as we get ready for the 2024 presidential campaign, which has already officially started.
Ron DeSantis's name keeps being brought up on that ticket of gaining steam, John. As we're talking about the GOP in 2024, for the last 8 years, you and I have talked about the former president, Donald Trump. Is DeSantis right there with them and making an impact heading into next year?
Well, certainly Governor DeSantis from Florida is getting a lot of attention, both inside and outside the Republican Party. And partly it's because he's been very successful as a governor in Florida. One doesn't have to agree with everything he's done, but nonetheless recognized he's been effective. And even though the Republicans were pretty disappointed by the outcome of the 2022 midterm elections, Florida was a real bright spot for the GOP. And, you know, Governor DeSantis has been very quiet about whatever presidential aspirations he may have. And that, of course, has just fueled more speculation. Many polls indicate that a large number of Republicans would prefer DeSantis over Trump and some of the other people who might want to run for president. But more importantly, a lot of independents in the polls indicate that, you know, they like his brand of politics a little bit better than they like Trump's.
That is going to make for an interesting late 23 and into 2024. John, I want to go back to President Joe Biden. This week at the summit in Mexico, meeting with Mexico and Canada, this seems to be even more important than in the past with things that have happened with China and Asia and that type of thing, trying to work with Mexico more. But then you have the border wars down there as well. Talk about the summit and the big week for President Biden.
You know, I think it was an extremely important week for President Biden. And some of his strengths, his long experience in diplomacy and international affairs, I think were on display down in Mexico City. You know, North America has three large important countries, the United States, of course, Canada, and Mexico. The trade between those three countries is extremely important, not only for the countries themselves, but on the world stage. But there are tensions. And, of course, we've seen a lot about the tensions on the southern border and some of the problems that Mexico has in their northern regions with cartels and so forth. But, you know, there are tensions between the United States and Canada as well. You know, trading relationships are never smooth and straightforward, particularly as we come out of the pandemic and all the different supply chain problems. So I think it's extremely important for, you know, these three governments to get on the same page, particularly when you think about some of the other problems in the world, especially the rise of China as a major competitor to the West.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And John, thank you for the time this morning looking at President Biden, former President Trump, and that House mess that we had of last week. Thanks for the insight, my friend. Always appreciate the time.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Dr. John Green, Professor of Political Science, Bliss Institute at the University of Akron, here on 93.5 1590 WAKR.